Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight, guitarist Glenn Drover. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Long time no speak.
Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
It has been a while. We're here to talk about your new project, Walls of Blood. There's a new album out there called Imperium. And Imperium features a diverse lineup of singers representing a wide spectrum of different metal voices. In what ways did you tailor different tracks for the different vocalists?
Good question. Basically, I think for the most part, what I did was I would have a singer in mind that I wanted to have, you know, included on the record, and then plan a song around that, you know, write a song around that particular singer's style, you know, and in hopes that it would work, because basically it's long distance collaborations, and so it's just about, you know, trying to find the right song to suit that singer's style and hope, you know, all is going to turn out really well. And for the most part, it did. I think it was only two songs that didn't work out, and everything else was great. So what you pretty much hear for the most part from all the different singers on the album is pretty much what they did, and I really didn't mess around with it too much. So worked out really well.
Guitarist Glenn Drover with us on the show tonight. We're talking about his new project, Walls of Blood, and the album Imperium, which is out now. Here's a tune from it that features Chuck Billy on vocals, Waiting to Die. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Drover with us. Again, his new project, Walls of Blood, has an album out now called Imperium, and it was, as I mentioned, released under the name Walls of Blood rather than Glenn Drover. Why is that distinction important?
Probably to alleviate some confusion between past stuff that I've done. Like, for example, this album I did under my name called Metalusion, which was an instrumental album and was not metal, although there was elements of that, I suppose, because of some of my playing. But there's also elements of progressive 70s-style kind of rock, you know, and jazz fusion and all that kind of, you know, just basically the stuff I grew up with and some of the musicians that were involved in that project grew up with as well. And so I wanted to have that, you know, just again, alleviate that confusion between the two. And because I already had people ask me, oh, is it going to be another instrumental album? And, you know, I just wanted to come up with something that was going to be, with that title, it's very clear as to, you know, what you're going to hear. It's not going to sound like Anne Murray, you know. It's with that title, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a metal album. So that was pretty much the main driving force behind it.
Glenn Drover with us. The new album from Walls of Blood, Imperium, is out now. Going to take a quick break. Still to come tonight, music from Pantera, Dio. Going to check out new Baroness. Up next, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta. And we'll have more with Glenn Drover. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Glenn Drover on the show with us tonight. His new project, Walls of Blood, has an album out called Imperium. And there's an Alice in Chains cover on the album that features your brother Sean on drums. What's unique about the musical connection between the two of you?
Actually, just for a correction here, he actually didn't play on that track, but he did have his hand in a lot of the stuff on the album, like lyrics, and co-wrote a lot of the music with me. But to answer the question about, me and Sean have been working together since we were, you know, very young, so it's a natural thing. He'll help me with my stuff, I help him with his stuff. We just always have a hand in each other's projects, if you know, aside from what we do together. And you know, I don't think I'd ever do anything without bouncing anything off of him, whether it's a mix or just a part of a song or whatever it is. He's always my main reference point for what I'm working on, to either give me the thumbs up or not.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Glenn Drover. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, new music from Hell Yeah and Mita Strauss, Dio. We'll have more with Glenn Drover right after this. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Drover on the show with us tonight. Walls of Blood, new album Imperium is out now. And in addition to Imperium, you've also been working on something of a follow-up to your Metalusion instrumental album. What's different about the creativity behind instrumental songs compared to songs with lyrics?
It's just basically, you know, approaching the song. When I'm trying to assemble a song, getting a structure together, you, of course, have that thing in mind. Okay, this is going to be a vocalized song, so you have that thing in mind of, okay, well, this is probably going to be the verse section, and it's going to be this long, and the same thing for all the other sections, bridges and choruses and whatnot. Whereas with instrumental, I suppose, you know, you can take it to a lot of different places and get away with more, I think. But still, you know, certain things, like some of the songs that I write are more complex, some of them are more straightforward. The ones that are more straightforward are usually a little bit more melodic. So I'll kind of almost treat it like a vocalized song where, okay, this is kind of like, this is the verse kind of section where I'm going to be doing like a theme melody line on guitar, which, you know, basically taking the place of the vocals. So there are some similarities, but I think for the most part, like I say, you know, the more complex stuff and that kind of thing has more, you can play around with it a little bit more and get away with more, I think, than rather than just the, you know, the vocalized stuff. You always have to have that in mind while you're structuring a song.
Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, new music from Hell Yeah. Plus, we'll have the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with my guest, guitarist Glenn Drover. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Drover is my guest on the show tonight. His new project, Walls of Blood, recently put out an album called Imperium. And Glenn, you spent several years with Megadeth, but people might also remember you from King Diamond before that. How did you grow as a musician from being in those bands?
Well, I mean, when I joined King Diamond, it was, we're going back to 97, 98. This was the first band that I had ever joined where it was more, you know, more professional level, going out and touring and recording albums on a higher scale. And, you know, you just, you're green going in basically, but you know, you learn quickly once you get on the road, what to do, what not to do. And then going from King Diamond to Megadeth, well, Megadeth are, I played a lot more with them. And that, again, was, you know, another step up the ladder, I suppose, in terms of popularity, if you want to call it that. So I learned a lot. I learned a lot from both bands, you know. Tons of stuff. Again, more, a lot to do with how to conduct yourself and, again, things to avoid and things you should do while you're on the road. And learning a lot of tricks and, you know, and stuff in the studio as well, you know, and different things that I'd never been exposed to. So you learn from that, you know, you learn from both, from the live and the studio experiences.
Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Drover with us. Pick up Walls of Blood's new album, Imperium. And Glenn, what other plans do you have for the rest of this year?
There's a couple of things I'm not going to get into right now because it's not 100%. So it'd be foolish of me to comment on that right now or talk about it. But there is a few things that are very cool coming up, possibly. And the instrumental album follow-up, I'm going to be trying to finish that up, rather, in the next few months or so, hopefully, and putting that out at some point. And I don't know. Aside from that, it's really hard to say. The whole Walls of Blood thing, is it just going to be a recording project? Is it going to be something I might streamline and possibly play some shows? I don't know, but the one sure thing is the instrumental album, the follow-up to the Metalusion one, to get that finished and put it out.
Awesome. Well, Glenn, thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck with all of your many projects.
Thank you as well. Hope all is well on your end.
Thank you very much. See you soon. Up next, music from Anthrax. We'll be checking out a new tune from Nita Strauss and more.